Zayis chukas ha'teira. The targum here. Dog zera deiraisa. Dog zera seiraisa. Now every time, so that means here the targum is teaching the word of chukah to mean zera. Do chuk zayis chukas ha'teira. Do is zayis. Chukas is zeras. So I have no problem with the Do, and I have no problem with the Eiraisa. Every time in the Torah, though, every other time that it says Chukah, the Targum Taich is Kiyam, Kuf Yud Mem. Do Kiyam Eiraisa. The Kiyam. Over here, it's a Shinui from every other time it says Chukah. And he says, Do Gzeiras Eiraisa. So after the Dvar Mufurashim, we'll see what the What's Merumah is in this Shinui of the Targum. That the Targum here is Dafka teaching it to mean Dog Zeira Sarisa. Another Shaila is this, everybody knows Od Zeisa Teira Adam Kiyomus Ba'aya Alein Divrei Teirim Skaim Melamisha Meimis Atzme Aleim. Okay, what it means, we'll see. But more than what it means, I would like to shtel on where is it? Why is that? It's a very important yesod, obviously, in Limud HaTorah, but what's it doing smack dab in the middle of Paraduma? What's the shaychus of Zeis HaTorah, Adam Ki Yomus Ba'oil, Dafka to Paraduma? I understand Yomus, and there's talking about Tumas Mes and other things you need to Paraduma for, but those are just illusions. You're darshaning to mean something else of the fact that the individual is Kaimel Mishamei Mizatzmai. Well, everything is for a reason, and everything's kashur. Why is that Dafka in the Parsha of Paraduma? Now, there's a Meiridika letter from the Ramchal, in Igris HaRamchal, it's Igeres Peivov. He's being down there, the Ramchal is coming to be Masbir, and he's addressing something that happened then, that in Shnas Tov Tzadik Aleph, there was a Gzeres HaKoymer B'Roymi, Lisraif B'Pumbi Sifrei Kodesh, Rechman al-Islam. There was a Gzeres in Rome to burn Sifrei Kodesh. And he was addressing that. And this is Losh. It's a beautiful Losh. Ubitchila Oymar Inyan Zeshel Gzeris Atayra Shehoyu Bavainis Arabi Me'ayin Yotzim. So first I'm going to touch up, where does this come from? You find Sifrei Torah getting burned. Where does this Inyan come from? Ki ain dover b'lo Shairish v'soid. There's no thing that doesn't have a Shairish. There's a reason for it. V'soid Zeh, and what is the Soid? The Yisod of why Xeris, where do Xeris, the Sifrei Kodesh, the Sifrei Torah should be burned, Rahman al-Islam. Where does that come from? V'soid ze, zois chukas ha-Torah. V'tirgumoy dog Xeris eiraisa. It's because it says zois chukas ha-Torah, and the Targum is dog Xeris eiraisa. Where's he coming from? He said, it's unlike the Targum every place else. Dog Xeris eiraisa, I mean, it's a Xeris of Shreifas ha-Torah. We'll see what does that have to do with Paradum in a second. We'll see. But that's how he touches up. V'soid ze zois chukas ha'teira v'tirgumoi dog zeira seiraisa. V'noida, and we know from this, shekan nirmaz inyan ze, that here is where this inyan of Sreifa Sifrei Torah Chas v'Shalom is nirmaz. V'soid hadover, and the soid of this is unbelievable. Mamish inyan ha'parah ha'duma. Shehashchina meiseres atzma l'sreifas hadin hachozok lahatzelis Yisrael. Where does v'hi hanisenes l'tayros atmeim she'ein lehem tayre elahi heim hanitmoim betumas hayoser tkifa dehainu tumas hames shelachein ein lehem tikun elozeh. He says zeiros eiraisa. Sometimes there's a din. There comes a time where there's Rahman al-Aslan, a Gzeira and Kal Yisrael Adin, a person, on a Yochid, on an individual, whatever it is. On the Yochid. The person's becoming Tomei, the person's becoming Tumas Mes, is also, Tumas Mes doesn't happen Stam. Tumas Mes is, it's the most Chomor of the Tumas, and the fact that a person is also indicative of the fact that there's a Din against the person, a Gzeira against the person. How does the person become tar? Meaning, how do you affect Lamala a tikkun of that? Parah Aduma affects a tikkun of that. How does Parah Aduma affect a tikkun of that? The Sreifa of the Parah Aduma, that means it's Ke'ilu, the person makes this Parah and says this person is Mizbatel like the Efer of the Parah into nothing. The person is Mizbatel into nothing, that's a tikkun, that's Mesakin the Gzeira. The person becomes Tar through that, the person becomes back like that. That's what he says. Shulchan ein lam tikkun ela zeh. V'hi atzma, and that same tumah, the idea that's any tumah, then a tumah and a klal of klal Yisrael, he atzma tumah shel golus. Beside the same thing of in terms of the klal of the tumah of golus, hashivani b'machshakim kemeisei oilo. It's the same thing. Kemeisei oilo like tumah smes. Klal Yisrael is in a matzav of golus, like tumah. Same idea. But so what does Parah Aduma do? Parah Aduma makes a hisayirus lamata to be ma'ayir the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, just like we were mizbatel sayref ourselves kilu in the form of this para, totally the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should be sayref tixer. Aval tzorich, she, what do you need it for? Aval tzorich shehaya hisayrus lazeh lamato, because you need a hisayrus lamato for that to be mizayir that on Agav Day. You have to show what you're doing. V'lochein bizman shehaya b'samigdash kayim zokter Ramchal hoisa efer hapara, there was efer hapara. But what happens now? When you have the Tumas Mes indicative of Gzeira, or you have the Klal, the Gzeira, the Cheshech of Golos, of Klal Yisrael, what happens now in lieu of that Parah Aduma, that Sreifa, the Karbonis, that you can bring to have whatever to be Matar? V'kivin shecharav habayis v'ein Parah, hutzrecha ha-teira atzma b'avineseinu harabim li-moser kach l'sreifa ba'avur Yisrael. When you find Sifrei Torah that are burned, it's because there's chatoyim of Klal Yisrael. And because of those chatoim of Klal Yisrael, Rachman l'Islam, it should be them that are being destroyed. And the Torah, Zeis Gzeira, Dog Gzeiras Oiraisa, that the Torah gives itself up to Darai, it's the same Indian as Parah Aduma when there's a Mikdash. Dog Gzeiras Oiraisa, to get the Eibishter to be Seiref, the Gzeira, the Torah lets itself be burned to be Ma'ir, the Eibishter, that Torah is going to be destroyed. If you keep this Zeira on Klal Yisrael, the Torah lets itself be destroyed, Kilu, in order to be Ma'ir Lamala, the Davish, there should be Seir of the Zeira. It's unbelievable. V'zeh Mesakin Gamten Golos HaTorah. And Avada, besides from these things, it's also Mesakin the Golos HaTorah. V'ho Emes, and what's the tikkun for that? The Ramchal goes on. Ki Hageder Lazehu, Sheyiyu Yisrael Mamimisim Atzmam Al Divrei Torah. The gather is that Klal Yisrael should be made misatzman al divrei Torah. Instead, it to be ma'ayir or anything, right? The best tikkun in any way is Klal Yisrael's made misdems yirmevatli. Instead of giving it efer haparo, which is bimkaim keilu we had, what the keilu be made misatzman? Be made mis yourself as an independent thing other than Torah. Be made mis that yourself, and that's the biggest tikkun. And that's the biggest tikkun is v'emes ki hageder l'zeh. That means the tikkun is who sheyiyu Yisrael may misim atzman al divrei Torah. Lochei nemar zeis haTorah adam ki yomus ba'oil k'may shedorshu chazal. Divrei Torah miskayim l'isha meimis. V'al kein husam zeh haposuk lidorish kein b'parsha hazois v'loy b'parsha acheres. And that's why it's in this parsha. Because the Meimis Atzma is the same Inyan as the Gzeiris Eiraisa, which is the same Inyan of the Sreif of Parad. It's all one. It's a half-litic thing. The Ato, and now he's talking about his times. This is very interesting what he writes. The Ato Emesu, Vadai Shakitru Godl Nisair al Klal Yisrael. If there's this Gzeir of the Kaimer to be served to Svarim, there must be a Rizik of Kitru on Klal Yisrael. You're talking about, he said it shouldn't happen. Where was this in Rome? Listen what he writes. Because over there they were less memis atzmam. They're further removed from being memis atzmam. Adkan. Lashon, the Ramchal and the Igeris. It's a fascinating Igeris. What do we see from what he says? That when I say for Tyrus Nisraf, that's Gzeira, and that's Dog Gzeira, the Raisa, it's the same idea. There's a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael. sometimes there's a kitron on Klal Yisrael, and the tikkun is that the Eibush, you have to be ma'ayir the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. You need the Sairus milamata to be ma'ayir the Rabbeinu Shalaylam to be sairuf that din. How? Sreifas paraduma is one plan. When it's not there, so then the unfortunate plan of Sifarim being burnt, Sifrei Torah that are being burnt, Sifrei Torah being burnt. The optimal plan. Okay, so this is as far as the questions that we asked, right? What's the Xeris, what's alluded to by the Shinui of the Targum over here from every time Chukah, and what's the Adam Kiyomus Ba'oyal, what's that doing here? So that the Ramchal took care of Batum Tavin, Tuv Tavadas. Now, this thing really, today is a very significant day. Today is Erev Shabbos, the Parshas Chukas. The Magen Avraham, it's brought to Halacha. The Magen Avraham at the end of Simin Tov Kuf Pei, the Mishnah Berurah brings it. Kosav Atanya, v'yayim ha-shishi Parshas Chukas, that this Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Chukas, nohagu yechidim lehis anais. Yechidim are noyeg to fast. And today, Erev Shabbos Chukas. Sheba'oysa he'yayim, why? Sheba'oysay ha'yoyim nisrifu chof kronos mleim svarim b'tzarfas. 20 kronos mleim svarim, wagons full of svarim were burnt in France. Now, and it's interesting, he says, this tainus, every other tainus is kavua by its calendar date. Yud zayin b'tamus tishin b'avasar b'tevis tainus. Here it's kavua erev Shabbos. No matter what the date is, erev Shabbos kodesh the parshas chukas. Zokt the Magen Avraham brings from the Kadmonim that v'loy kavua isay b'yemei hachodesh mipnei shemitoich sheilas chaloyim. They checked in a cholim. They asked noida lohem. Sheyoyim haparsha goyrim gzeiras atayra zois chukas atayra dog gzeira irais. It is a gzeira, and furthermore, we'll see the other bring down. How was it told to them? It was told to them. The tshuva was why should it be, and why is it? How should we be kaveya it? The tshuva was just the following words: vidda with a vav, vidda gzeira sayraisa. That's how they were answered. Da is zeis. So vidda is the vav of zeis. The Erev Shabbos, the Yom Shishi of Zeis Chukas HaTorah, Gzeira Raisa. That is the Gairim of the Gzeira. That is the Gzeirim of the Gzeira. That means this Parsha of Parah Aduma has in itself this inherent thing of the Gzeira, that if there's a Gzeira in Klal Yisrael and there's no Parah, then it's this idea of Sefer Sifrei Torah. And it's Shaykh, it's Mishtayach Dafka to the fact that it's Mishtayach to the Shabbos of Kriyas Parshas Zeis Chukas HaTorah, the Gzeiras HaRais. L'fina Ramchal, this is Muvan Hei. We understand very good what this Taich is. What does it have to do with Parah Aduma? What does it have to do with Parah Aduma and Gzeiras HaRais? So the Hasbro is like the Ramchal. It's even more pointedly seen in the Shibole Aleket. The Shibole Aleket, a Rishon, Simon Reish Samach Gimel, says Dvarim Nifla. Al Shonu Aiskin Behilchus Tainis Ubeinyan Sreifas HaTorah Kosavnu ze lezecher al mashe ira biyomenu, al mashe ira biyomenu, al roiv avoyneseinu, asher gormu lanu, al roiv avoyres, v'nisra fatoyres elikenu b'shnas chamesh salofu v'dalat shanim lebriyas oylam, yom shishi, when were they nisra, yom shishi, parshas v'zayis chukas atoyra, ke'esr v'abo akronis malisforim, tatalmud v'halochas v'hagodas nisrafu b'tzorfas, kasher shamanu l'shem ha'ozen, when we heard, v'gamin ha'rabonim shahayu sham shamanu, she'osu shilas chaloim l'das im gzeira himeis ha'boire, zir gzeira v'heshivu lehem v'do gzeira sayraisa, u'pirshu, v'yoyim vav zayis chukas ha'teire, hi ha'gzeira, it's a gzeira, that they were gezer for that. That means because of the kitrug on Klal Yisrael, the Torah had to be nisraf for that. So it was so big the kitrug that the Torah has to be nisraf for the tikkun on that. Now earlier in this aforementioned Magen Avraham Tov Kuf Pei, he brings ve'isa b'ksavim sheroy lechol bar Yisrael livkais al sreifas ha'Torah. That it's roy, it's appropriate for every ben Yisrael livkais al sreifas ha'Torah shemikayach ze. Now listen to this. Shel mikayach ze nimser hatayra leklipais the Torah is given to Klipos. Don't know what that means. But the Torah is given to Klipos. Hamakim yachzirim lanu b'mehera b'yamein. What do we see from here? What did this Magen Avraham add to our Havana? That true, the Sefer Torah is nitan lisarif. Right? And that makes is ma'ir the Eibishter. That's ma'ir the Eibishter to burn the Gzeira and Klal Yisrael is saved. Right? But that's it. It's ma'ir to burn the thing and Klal Yisrael is saved. But the fact that the Sefer Torah had to be Nisraf, the fact that the Averas were such that caused that, the Chaimer Avera, there's a Pagam in the Torah then. It's not the same. And there's given a Kayach, the Klip, whatever it means, the Torah Nimsra the Klip. It's meaning Torah in its inception, Torah Be'ikr, is not Makabal Tumah. Torah is given to Klal Yisrael. It's the epitome of Tahara, it's the epitome of Kedusha, it's the epitome of Emes. Where you have this tremendous kitrug, so the Torah will give itself up, but the fact that the Torah gives itself up does distance itself somewhat and puts it in the hands of other people. Puts it in the hands of not Kedusha, not Tahara, puts it in the hands of Tumah. Puts it in the hands of sort of Keiches HaTumah, which is sheds light on a lot of things. You find, recently you've heard it time and time again, unfortunately, of seeming Talmidei Chachamim, right, that are making use of Torah, but it's all for Tumah. It's all, you know, people who can claim, mastery of Torah and innovative ways of mastering Torah, when at the bottom line, all they are is Eisim Maisa Zimri Mavakshim Schar Kepichas. All they are is the lowest of the low. This is what it means when Torah is Nimsir Ola Klipas. You'll come in as man, and it's not because of them. It's because of the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael. The Gzeira of Klal Yisrael is that there's a Metzius, that you can have somebody who under the guise of the false quasi Talmud Chacham, can show the allure of Torah when Lamaisa it's coming from the wrong place. It's coming from Klipas. It's a Musig of Torah that's Nimsir Ola Klipas. The only way to be misakin that is not to shoot that guy. That's a separate issue, right? It's not to shoot that guy. The way to be misakin that is the tikkun for all the gzeiras is zaysach teira adam ki yomus ba'oil. That a person should make a takah. What do you call it? To be meimis the atzmai ba'oil. What does it mean? Where does this all come from? What's this klipas? It comes from an atzmai. It comes from it. It's all about me. It's me, and I have Torah, and I'm using it not for Torah, I'm using it as a kardam lachper, because it's all about me. What's the tikkun? Because ain't a divrei Torah miskaimim as divrei Torah, as kedushas haTorah el b'misha meimis atzmai aleim. It's not about you. Kill the you. The you doesn't belong there. It's Torah. You're davuk and Torah net. That's what you're doing. If you have that, then there's no. Then that's the ultimate takana for everything. The Chazal. Whether it's a Sefer Yetzirah, the Zayas, whatever, that every month of the calendar, every Chaydish, is keneged. There's a certain ois that's misyaches to that particular Chaydish, and there's a certain chush that's misyaches to that Chaydish. Sefer Yetzirah writes himlich ois ches b'ri'iyah. There's ois ches b'ri'iyah and Tammuz b'shana. Chaydish Tammuz is Ois Ches is what's Meyuchas to Chaydish Tammuz and the Chush Ariyah. The Taichir, Reb Tzadik says that Reb Tzadik has the aside, not in terms of in the definition of words, the first time you find the Taichir's up the word, but he takes it even further. The first time you find an Ois in the Torah, that also shows you where you find that Ois in the Torah also connotes something. Says the first time you find the ois ches in the Torah is in the word chayshach. Is in the word chayshach. He says chayshach in Chaydish Tammuz. It's b'teva. What do you call it? Ois ches to Chaydish Tammuz is it's chayshach. What's chayshach mean? The gilui of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the clearly evident hashgacha and anhaga of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you can't see. You're like the Chush Hariyah is like you can't see the Ratzon Hashem in the Bria. You can't see the Ratzon Hashem in the Bria. That means that you're Mesukal to Tayrish Baal Peh. Right? That's what it means. Tayrish B'Ksav is the Gilui. Tayrish Baal Peh The Midrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach says Torah Shebal Peh is chayshech shenilmad betzar gadol until you think va'achar kach ro or gadol. At the end of the day, you get to the light. That's the chayshech here also. The chayshech is you have to only you can't see what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You can't see. You can't clearly see what the Rabbeinu Shalom. There were times when Klal Yisrael was able to clearly see what the Rabbeinu Shalom doing. Tammuz is miyuchad a chaydish the yais ches of chayshech, where you can't see clearly what to do. So what do you have to do? It's the same bechin of the chayshech of Torah Shebal Peh. If the meimis atzmai aleim, a person's davuk in Torah, through Torah you gain the chush ha-re'iyah, you gain the chush ha-re'iyah to see what actually is going on and what is it that you're meant to do in the world. Chodesh Tammuz is a chodesh where if you let it be and a person's not oivid, so then Rachmana Lassan Yeshari b'chayshech, because it's very me'urpal, it's very foggy, you can't see. It's chayshech. What's the avoda? What's the chush that you have to be mesaken in Chodesh Tammuz? That's riyah. The chush ha-riyah. That's ayscheh and riyah. You have to be mesaken the riyah. How are you mesaken the riyah? To yes, see what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants here? There's one way. From being davuk in Torah Shebal Peh is the kayach in the physical world of the mensch to flip the switch, to turn the lights on to see what's going on. If we have that and we're nischazik in zayis chukas haTorah, to be dovuk in Torah Shebal Peh and meimis atzmai, and to realize it's not all about you, it's all about the Rabbeinu Shalom, it's all about Torah, not all about you. Then that will be mechaper at all gzeiros, and then we can. That's the way to be nitzel from all gzeiros and to be zeichet to be a Mashiach.